Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Continuing our conversation about guns in the United States, we go to Miami, where nine men have been on a hunger strike for more than 2 weeks to bring attention to gun violence. Because for many of Miami's Black residents, gun violence is a constant part of daily life.
I always thought about gun violence. I think it was one of my eighth grade year, I was 13, my dad got shot multiple times just sitting outside. So that's when I started thinking more about guns and how it affected us in the community.
That's Aaliyah Blackman, a teenager from Miami, and I spoke with her on The Takeaway last June when we were on assignment in Liberty City.
There's kids out here in a Black and brown community who've been thinking about gun violence for the longest. We've been talking about it for years and years and years. We can't go outside past a certain time. You can't do this, you can't do that, because you're scared of dying from a gun or something like that.
The Hunger Nine are looking to bring attention to this issue and don't have a list of demands. They say they just want to raise awareness and create a dialogue about gun violence in their communities. We have Nadege Green, who's a reporter covering social justice for WLRN in Miami, and she's spoken with the men on the hunger strike. Nadege, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So what does the scene look like?
Well, most of the time they're resting because they haven't eaten. Now they're on day 18 today, so they're resting for much of the day. But people are stopping by, whether it's elected officials. You had a Congresswoman Frederica Wilson out there. Multiple mayors and elected officials have been stopping by. Students from Parkland stopped by to mark the one-year anniversary of March for Our Lives. They came down to Liberty City to spend time with the men. And it's also become a memorial space, too. They're actually sleeping in an empty lot on the corner of 62nd Street and 12th Avenue in Liberty City. And in this empty lot, they put up clotheslines for families to come by and pin Rest in Peace memorial T-shirts of their loved ones who've been killed by gun violence. And there are dozens of those shirts now hanging on a clothesline. And several parents have stopped by, people who've been impacted by this, just to sit there and to remember their loved one and to thank them for having a space to do that, a community space to remember those lost to gun violence.
Nadege, you spoke with the men who are on this strike. Tell us about some of those who stood out to you. Tell us about who these men are.
They come from all walks of life, and they represent a broad spectrum of Miami-Dade County, not just the city of Miami where the protest is happening. So from Miami Gardens to South Dade, which is Perrine and Gules, you have men who've shown up for all of these communities because they're all impacted by gun violence in some way. Albert Campbell is one of the men, one of the Hunger Nine. He actually was serving a prison sentence that was commuted by President Barack Obama in 2016 for nonviolent drug offenses. And he says this is his way of paying back the community that he said he felt he helped destroy through drugs. And he has spent a lot of time just talking to people, talking to young people. He said his favorite thing is actually talking to the young people who come in because he sees himself in them. There's also Leroy Jones, who they're all part of this group called Circle of Brotherhoods, a nonprofit here in Miami. He's been impacted by gun violence personally. His stepson was killed by gun violence here a few years ago. There's just a broad range of men who this has impacted.
We know that they want to bring attention to the issue. They've gotten some of that attention. We're talking about it on air right now. What else are they looking for? What is a measure of success for them?
I think success for them is really having a community dialogue around this in different shapes and forms, whether it's young people, the policymakers. I mean, and I think they've succeeded in some ways. The mayor has been there. And at the same time, you have a child from Liberty City there. And at the same time, you may have had a perpetrator of gun violence in this same space at the same time. That typically doesn't happen.
Nadege Green, reporter covering social justice for WLRN in Miami. Nadege, thanks so much.
Thank you.